It's Thursday, and that means it's time for our weekly salute to a local hero. For this salute, the hero is local and international. This week, retired teacher Glenn Dickerson of Ann Arbor received the French Legion of Honor. This is the very highest honor the French government can bestow. Glenn was honored for his role in liberating France in World War II. Glenn Dickerson joins us in the studio. Glenn, congratulations on becoming one of 91 Michigan World War II vets to receive the Legion of Honor Medal.
I feel like so many others deserved it much more than I did, so I feel that I just, with that medal, I simply represent their feats and their deeds. There are so many of them who didn't make it back who, if they had, would have been much more qualified for this medal than I was. You see, one of the requirements of the medal is that you had to be alive. It's not given posthumously.
Tell us about your foxhole buddy, Marvin. You say Marvin saved your life?
Marvin and I landed on Omaha Beach D-plus 6. We're a replacement package. But I didn't really get to know Marvin until about 6 days after that, when the engineers were plugged into the front line until the infantry could be brought back to strength with other replacements. And we were dug into the base of a hedgerow, getting dark. Marvin's hole was 5-10 feet away from mine. And he suggested that I move in with him and we share two blankets. Getting cold. It worked fine. So I abandoned my hole and moved in with Marvin. At sometime in the late evening, another replacement came in, and they told him, you know, bed down wherever you can. So he found the hole I had left to move in with Marvin, and he bedded down there. And the next morning, just before it got light, Germans threw in a barrage of 88 shells, and we were all right. We were shaken and stunned, but this poor guy who occupied my hole was killed. So just by chance, Marvin asked me to join him and share blankets. So I always say that that gesture saved my life. Had to. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. The whole war, from when I landed in France until the medal ceremony the other day, was just a unbelievable chain of events formed by a whole bunch of little links. Any one of them that hadn't occurred, I wouldn't be here.
Let me ask you this. What would you like the young people of today to understand about your war, about World War II?
About our time?
Yes.
I want them to understand that at that time, the entire country was involved. Today, in these latest battles and wars, the entire country, very few are personally involved, just those who are selected to go. But in World War II, the whole country was involved. They sold war bonds. They saved grease drippings in a little can and took that to the butcher shop, and that was used to make explosives. They saved scrap metal
grew gardens.
I'm trying to say is the entire country was totally and individually involved in the war, and I don't think many people are. The war is just another sidebar in the newspaper or the radio or TV.
You know, when I went on the honor flights, Glenn, I saw young people coming up and shaking veterans' hands and saying thank you and a sense of gratitude. How does it make you feel when someone thanks you for your service?
Kind of humble. I don't deserve it. But I sure understand what they're doing. We did our part. But when they shake my hand, I think, could you wait till I can gather all the guys who didn't come back and those who did? I'll bring them around and we'll shake all our hands. But when that kind of recognition happens, I just think, okay, I'm representing all of them. You're shaking my hand, but you're shaking everybody's hand who didn't come back, and those of us who did and had a career and marriage and children. And they didn't. And that bothers me a lot. And the difference between those who did and like me who did is seconds, inches, luck.
We congratulate you on this beautiful award from the French government, the French Legion of Honor. And thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
And if you know someone that you think is a hero, we want to hear about them. Email us at stateside@michiganradio.org. Find us on Facebook. Just search for Stateside with Cynthia Canty or tweet us at Stateside Radio. Look forward to hearing from you.